renew a TES?
TES to your
Through
TES.
your, including your TES.
Okay. So kana kalim shemishtamshim behen hu ubnei beisai. If you kind of kalim that you and your family will use, then mevarech hatayva meitiv. Then you make hatayva meitiv. Right, because it belongs to for multiple people. Yurim nitnu loy b'matana. If it's given to you b'matana, mevarech hatayva meitiv. You make hatayva meitiv. Right. Shehu taiva loy v'gamla noisin taiva. It's good for him and for the one who gives you the taiva. Ki imzeh makabel hu ani. Because if the one accepting it is an ani, harehi taiva la noisin. It's a good for the noisin, the one giving. Shezicho Hashem Yisbarach li'tein tzedakah. That Hashem was mezaken with giving tzedakah. V'im makabel hu asher. And if the makabel is wealthy, sameach ha'noisin. The noisin is happy. Shezeh makabel meno matana. That he was
Isn't
makabel matana.
that going opposite a Gemara in Brachos that we learned way back? That we say Hashem is not like anyone else because he gave us the Torah and he's happy. And when someone gives someone something, he's missing something.
Yeah, but he's he said that he gives it, but Lamaise is happy that he accomplished something, no?
Okay.
I mean, he's not. He said that he lost something, but he's happy that at least the person accepted it, right? Yud Aleph. Hasvarim chadashim shekana ein mevarach shechiyanu. Hasvarim chadashim that you kind of you don't make shechiyanu mishum de mitzvahs lav lahanes nitnu, because mitzvahs are lav lahanes nitnu, right? Because you don't. It's not meant for hana. Right, but I mean it's interesting because the mitzvah, the learning of the sefer is the mitzvah. To have the sefer, I mean, there is a mitzvah to have svarim. It's yeah, interesting, because it's meaning it's a mitzvah to have svarim whilst having a sefer Torah. Yud beis al davar she'ena chashuv kol kach. It's something that's not so chashuv. Going chaluk, I'm a nolim van polois, like a shirt or shoes or socks. Ain levarich, you don't make a bracha. Vafilum hu ani shesameh. When you're an ani and you're happy. Asher gadol shekana kelim chadashim, but somebody who's very wealthy, and he is kind of new kelim. Sheroi lebeinani l'smayach behem, that a beinani would be happy. Ela shehu la'ashrei, einam chashuvim etzli kol kach, but it's for his wealth. Then it's not chashuv so much. Beinah sameach behem, and he's not happy with them. Gam kein lo yivarach. So then he doesn't make a brach. So basically, what we're saying is that making the brach of shechiyanu is very much subjective. Right, which is why I don't make any bracha on any new clothing. I don't know if that's that why, but I could care less about having clothing. So memela, that makes me happy not to buy new clothing, to be honest with you. Maybe I'm crazy, but yeah, so I wouldn't make any shechiyono. Yudgimel, when somebody wears a new baget to
A malbish, a rubum you would make?
I would have it in mind in the morning if I could, if I'd remember. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. So now you're learning Lemisha. You should use it and wear it out and then replace it. And shoes and other things that are made out of skins, even if they're made out of behemoths and chayas tameis, and even if the leather is sewn under the beged, and we don't say it. In order to be mechadish a new beged, then you have to kill something, meaning because since it's a leather, you're going to need to kill an animal. Uksiv racham of al kol maasav. Hashem is a racham of on kol maasav. So you never give somebody a bracha that they should get a new beged that's going to require an animal to die. So if you think that Yidden don't have animal rights, you see that we're not concerned for animals. You see here we're concerned. Not only that, but there are shittas that say that you don't make a shechiyano on shoes or anything leather, because an animal had to die for that reason. Yudalit, pri shehimas chadeshes mishana lashana. So a fruit, this is mamish the Tu B'Shvat sugya. Okay, we missed it by a day. A fruit that's mishadeshes mishana lashana. The pama rishon shehu eichel, the first time that you eat it that year meaning season. Yivarach shechiyanu, you make a shechiyanu. Right? Because you're happy that you got to live to see another year. Right? Now, if a fruit that's all year round, then you don't make Shekhinah on that either. So now you have a problem nowadays because a lot of the fruits are available all year round. Nobody would ever make a Shekhinah on an apple. The stores always have apples and oranges. Okay, first you make the Shekhinah, and then you make the Birchas HaPri, which is interesting because by Talis, he said you make the bracha on the Talis and then the Shekhinah. If you forgot and you made the bracha on the Pri, then you could still make the Shekhinah, and that is not a Hefsik. But if you didn't make the bracha the first time you ate it, then you can't make a bracha anymore. Actually, somebody tonight asked me, he bought a car a month ago and he didn't make a toiv ameitiv. He wants to know if he can make a toiv ameitiv now. It's a month later. So it's a little shver. If there's in front of him many types of fruits, there's enough of one shechiyonah falling him. Beis minim. Two types, even though they're a little similar, kirschen, those are cherries, different types of cherries. Even if they have the same name, like there's no different name, but they have the same taste. Right? White figs, black figs. If he makes one min, and then he gets the other type, mevarach gam alav shechiyonu, ki shtei smachas him, because it's two different simchas. Right? But this whole thing is big sveikas. I'm telling you, it's big sveikas. It's, I think, I'm chashed the Tu B'Shvat is the number one day for potential brachal of atalas that are done a whole year, because people are making shechiyonus on every different type of fruit that comes in front of them, even if they were all there at the same time, and they think they have to make Shekhiyonu on fruit on. They think the year started yesterday, but it didn't. It depends on which season it's from and dried fruits and etc. etc. Tesvav. Let's say you made Shekhiyonu on grapes. Yeah, some say that you don't need to make a bracha Shekhiyonu on. You gotta mute, please. Yeah, sorry. So again, made a bracha on grapes. You don't have to make shechiyano on the new wine. Because it's one simcha that wine comes out of grapes. And some say that mikom makom you do need to. Also on the new wine, because there's bigger simcha than grapes. Alkein toiv shem berach shechiyonu al anavim. That's good that if you make shechiyonu on grapes, azay kishashoyse yayin chadash, yivarach tchila shechiyonu al eze min chadash lifter gamas hayayin. So when you drink wine, you mevarach tchila shechiyonu al eze min chadash to pater as hayayin. But if he makes a bracha tchila shechiyonu al yain, lekuli alma ein mevarach oid al anavim, lekuli alma you don't make a bracha on grapes. B'chol zeh davka kishu shoyse es hayain kishu tirosh. That's only when you're drinking the wine when it's tirosh. Shu niker shu yain chadash, and it's recognizable it's new wine. Avol im einish shoyseu ad shu yain. But if he doesn't drink it until it's wine, afilu loy berach shechiyonu al anavim, and even if you didn't make shechiyonu on the grapes, einem bevarach halav shechiyonu, he doesn't make a bracha shechiyonu, mishum de einem niker bein chadash liyashem, because you can't tell the difference between old wine and new wine. Right? Meaning, it has to be, you have to know that you're drinking a new vintage. What is it called? New vintage, right? But if you can't tell, so you can't tell. Tezayin, so you cannot make shechianu on grapes that are not ripe. When the clusters they became ripe. Kol pri, and that's the same thing with all pri achar gomri, after it's fully finished. Well, you cannot make on not unripe fruits. The meaning is that we don't make shechiyano on vegetables and other types of like radishes and those things because they can last for a long time by burying them in the ground. Then and they're also usually available all year round. And also, who's so happy to eat vegetables? So because of all that, that's why we don't make shechiyano on vegetables. So if you use, again, using that logic, so then if fruits are found all year round, which it is, then we shouldn't really be making shechiyano on fruits either. Right? So that's the thing. That's the tumult, whether you should make shechiyano on new fruits.
I want to tell you that somebody brought an apple to the shi'ur. Someone eats an apple in the morning, and we Googled the code on it. And I asked my produce guy. It says locally grown apple. Okay, the my produce manager told me that all the apples that you see in a supermarket were picked a year ago, and they keep them in these silos that get with gases that keep them fresh. One, he says they're all a year ago. The only time you
Really?
find, yeah, that's what he said to me. All the apples that you find in the supermarket. He goes, maybe you could go to a farmer's market. They have locally grown produce that was picked more recent. But he said all the apples are at least a year ago, and they keep them
Wow.
fresh in the silos with gases and chemicals. Asked him last week.
Right. Interesting.
Which just throws the wrench into everything. That
Well, what
the
did he say?
apples are from a
Right,
year
that's a
ago.
good point. But what did he say about the other fruits?
I didn't ask him about. I was asking him specifically about that apple because we were curious about that apple. But I could ask him tomorrow about other fruits.
I heard it was only Honeycrisp.
That
Honeycrisp
so?
apple.
There's a million different types of
I
apples.
mean, he told me all the apples that you find in any supermarket, and most supermarkets are going to be. Are going to be picked from are picked last year, a year ago,
Right.
which is just crazy.
Yeah, I hear that. It is. It's pretty crazy.
We're picking
You're
a
making
hull of
me.
moly and it's bad 3 days later.
You're giving
I'm
me
looking
chizik
up
that I don't.
now. I just did a Google search. It says 9 to 12 months average.
For what? Apples?
Apple store, sorted in the store. Yeah, they are 9 to 12 months old on average.
What? Okay, so what are other fruits that people make Shekhiano on, though?
Not on apples.
Star fruit. What about star fruit? That's a big one
What about,
people ask about.
yeah.
Passion fruit, passion fruit.
Passion fruit,
What's
yeah.
that? What's sparkly, the thorny one?
Of course you like that one. Yeah.
The cactus.
Dragon fruit.
Eat it.
Dragon
Dragon
fruit. All
fruit.
right, dragon fruit. There you go. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder what they say.
Passion fruit are boogers. How can you make a broth on it?
That's a different story. Okay. Yud Ches. Ain mevarchin shechiyonu al ha-reach. We don't make shechiyonu on smell. Mishum demin ha-reach nena ha-neshama. These are fast. Also, big mussar in this one. Right? We don't make a bracha shechiyonu on reach, on smells. Mishum demin ha-reach nena ha-neshama. Because from the only thing that gets a benefit or enjoys smell is the neshama. Va-neshama hi nitzchis, and the neshama is forever. Meaning, when you make Shekhianu on a fruit, so that's really because of the physical. You're happy you got to live another year in this limited, finite world. Right? So, okay, so you're happy you lived. But the neshama doesn't care to live another year because the neshama is forever.
Sorry,
Right?
again. One second. So, why do we make Shachar on lighting Hanukkah candles on Kriyas Megillah?
What do you mean? You got to do more of a mitzvah. What's the problem? You got to do another mitzvah.
That's for the neshama,
And you,
no?
but you got to so what? But you got to live another year to do a mitzvah, right? The
And that you got
neshama
to live another thing to
doesn't
smell
make a difference. The
this.
neshama lives forever. The neshama is forever. It's not happy it lived another day. The neshama, meaning we don't look, unfortunately, we don't look at it like the neshama is going to be forever. The neshama is forever. It's just a matter of whether it's in this world or the next world. So it doesn't make a difference to it that it lived another year in this world. Okay, what's the difference? I live in this world, I live in the next world. Right? That's meaning that's what it's. Yeah, I mean, it's a big muster that we have to realize that this world, we're here in this world to accumulate schusim and mitzvahs for the next world. And that's it. And the main world, meaning when a relative, because we talked about here about relatives passing away, the neshama's not gone. It's not over and done with. It's just for us in this world, it's over and done with. But in the next world, it keeps going. Right? Then this Niyud Tes is my favorite Kitzur Shulchan
Yeah,
Aruch
but
of all.
I don't understand. Like, if it's an oreich, why do we say stam brachas on smells?
No,
If it's
because you're
all
benefiting from it.
how it's all we're saying it's all neshama.
Your neshama enjoys a good smell, so you make a bracha.
So what about this blessing?
What?
So what about Shiyano? So what is the difference between Shiyano and the blessing on smells?
Blessing as well is because Lamaisa, your neshama is benefiting from it right here, right now. It's benefiting from it. Shachiyonos is
And
pshat that you're making Shachiyonos that you got to live another year. But if he doesn't care, the neshama doesn't care about living another year because it's living forever. So then this what is it to make a bracha on?
if something that you didn't smell for a long time and now you smell it and now your neshama enjoys it.
But that has nothing to do with that you lived. Shechiyonu v'kimonu that means that you're happy that you got to live another year. The neshama doesn't care whether it lives in this world
But
or the
loved
next
up a
world.
year, right? It's unseasonal. It's like every
It
season,
doesn't make a
every
difference. It's
new
not,
house.
yeah, but you're happy to have lived to that next season. The neshama doesn't care because the neshama is living anyways.
Okay.
Right? He's not happy that he got to live another year because he's living a year either way. I mean, he's living forever either way. Fine. Your test. Asir Adam. Litin din v'cheshven al kol ma sherosa eina v'loy ochal. This is why it's my favorite Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. A person is going to have to give an accounting if he sees something and he didn't eat it. All right. Rebbe Lezer havi mitzamtzen le'priti. Rebbe Lezer would save money. And he would be kinda from everything one day a year, and he would eat it.
I'm a Kayim that almost every day in the supermarket. I try to eat everything I see.
There
I
you
thought we
go.
said we're only supposed to eat what you need. Now it's saying if you see something, eat it.
Right.
I
You
like this.
just
I
have
like
enough
today. I
energy to
like today's
learn.
better than yesterday's. I like today's halacha better than yesterday's halacha.
Why? What do you mean yesterday's?
I'm saying he said what Naftali just said.
Wasn't yesterday's. It was
Yesterday we said
but
you're not supposed to get seconds, you're not supposed to eat
I'm
more.
not
And
supposed to say this
now
stuff,
you're
but I
saying eat
like this
everything
book
tea,
better
so
than
I like
that
book. What was it? Was yesterday?
Now, it wasn't yesterday, it was we had I can't say it was yesterday. It was we learned before that only eat what you need.
No, but
You
he's not saying you should stuff your face. He's saying you should at least try it.
Some stuff is not really tasty. Some of the fruits are not really like so geschmack.
No, so then it says then it's mashma that's not like that.
I'm saying, did they say that's it? Like stores sell new fruits. Not all of this
That's
new fruits are really like, you know.
correct. That's why they're new fruits and they're not. They don't sell them every day of the year,
Right, because they're not so
because they don't
geschmack.
taste good.
Yeah. So why? So
If it tasted
why
like an
should we
orange,
chase after?
you'd have it in the store every day, but they don't taste good.
Truth is, it says Koma Sharasa Eina V'Loy Ocho. Doesn't he have to enjoy it?
Right. So just anyway, try it.
I don't know. I'm saying, I guess it sounds like you have to try every last thing.
That's it, you're finished.
No, I know. I'm saying, what is Rebbe Elazar doing exactly? He's being cheap, right? He would save money in order to buy once a year to eat. Where does he get once a year from? Must be, you're supposed to have at least once a year, not once in a lifetime. All right. So I guess it's each year. So okay, that's
That's
it. We got
according to his savings, meaning he would save a little bit, then he has enough money to buy one fruit, and then a little more, then he has enough money to buy another. Over the year, I guess he gets to try everything.
right. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, whatever it is. Fine. Everybody should go out and eat. That's the bottom line.
I'm Machmer
All right.
on that one.
Oh, tell me
We'll stop
twice.
over there.
I'm Machmer on that one.
That's for sure. Me too. I'm gonna go try some food right now in the kitchen. All right. Have a fine night, everybody.
Thank you.
Tigers.